Good morning, Professor. Wake up. I brought you some breakfast from the hotel lobby. They have a free breakfast down there. Oh, the lock on the door? Now don't you worry about things like that. You will soon learn I am very resourceful. And that is how I snuck some alcohol along on this field trip. I figured if myself and some of the other attractive schoolgirls got a little drunk, and then maybe, just maybe, we got a little frisky with each other. You know, us being so young and so naive and sexually inquisitive. Well, who's to know the difference? Well, that was at least a plan. But then you stumbled into the room and caught me red-handed. Or should I say, red-fingered. You confiscated the liquor and sent us back to our rooms. Then, being a downer, you said that you'd have to tell the schoolmaster and our parents. And you reminded me that given my record, I would probably be expelled, and maybe some of the other girls would too. I have to admit that for the very first time in my entire enrollment at the school, I'm a little nervous. No one, let alone a man, has ever gotten the drop on me before. It made me feel scared and I'm a little vulnerable and more than a little turned on. Now, hear me out, Professor. I think I maybe have met my match. Finally. No one has caught me in any of my more serious endeavors before. It's so refreshing to finally find someone that got the upper hand on me. You've won. You've defeated me. So, the question is, are you going to claim your prize? Yes, yes, yes. I know. It's against the rules, but you probably noticed me knuckles deep in Sasha last night, while her deliciously sexy sister Tasha licked my pretty tight pussy. Now, I'm not an expert, but I'm pretty sure that that was against the rules as well. So I think I've shown that they don't really matter to me. I am all about having fun. And I like to get lost in the moment. And I'm into pretty much anything. And I do mean, Professor, I do mean anything sexually. So, I don't want you to get the wrong idea about me. Now, I'm not a bad girl. I just misbehave in ways that are just so misunderstood by authority figures, such as parents and teachers, and at least once Interpol. But I promise I'm not completely bad. I'm not above saving. And I'm definitely not just into girls. Now, yes, I could see how someone could possibly misconstrue this as an attempt for me to get my friends out of trouble. The whole seducing the authority figure to get out of trouble thing. Now that's entirely why I promise I completely and 100% respect you so much. You can see right through all of my charades so easily. Which is just another reason why I really, really, really want to make love with you. I mean, who is ever going to find out? It's not like they'd ever believe me without some photographic proof. I'm the extremely naughty schoolgirl who spends more time in detention than she does in class. I'd have been expelled by now if the school didn't pride itself on its graduation rate. But I suppose their concern for some favorable statistics will only go so far. And you? You're the young and rising professor with a reputation for being straight-laced and by the book. It's why they put you in charge of this mandatory field trip. They know you're incorruptible. You can't be bought by money or threats or sex. But you could still choose to sleep with one of your students, with me, of your own free will. And let's face it, I'm guaranteed to be expelled because of this. I should really stop considering myself as a student of the school, as of the lesbian orgy last night. So, if you look at it that way, I'm not even one of your students anymore. I'm just another girl, a cute girl with needs, and breasts, and a pussy that is getting increasingly wet the longer I look at you. Now, let's face it, you've had it out for me since you came to our school anyway. You've gotten me right where you want me now. You're going to get me expelled. And this school was the last choice for my parents. Now, they'll probably kick me out, and I'll be out on the streets anyway, turning tricks soon enough. We could just call this, training for my future career. That's the function of a teacher, isn't it? And what fun is your victory if it ends with you getting me expelled? What kind of resolution is that? You're a man, and I'm a woman. Don't you want to assert your authority over me? Teach me a lesson and show your dominance over me? Honestly, all of this, other discussion aside, since the first moment you saw me, haven't you wanted to fuck me, silly? So, give me some closure. Let me submit to you in the best way I know. You've got me so completely in your power right now. You'll probably never, ever have a better chance to screw one of your students than you do right now. You've had to be thinking about this whole time, right? You are a man after all. A healthy, virile, young man. Although still a bit older than me, you had to think about fucking one of your cute little students. Especially when she's wearing one of the school uniforms. I've got the entire thing on right now. The skirt, the blouse, the tie, the thigh-high stockings, oh. I seem to have forgotten the panties. If I weren't already in a ridiculous amount of trouble, you'd have to give me demerits for that. But I am already so far in the negative right now. But let's see. I'm sure we can turn that into a positive for the both of us. And another thing, I wasn't lying about being so very wet right now. I'm sure you can see that from over there. Although, if you need, I can move closer too. Much, much closer. If you don't believe your eyes, I can even take one of your hands and have you confirm it with touch. Oh my, even just brushing your fingers across it feels so, so incredible. I guess I want this even more than I thought. It's making me even wetter, which would make it even easier for you to have sex with me. We don't even have to worry about me being a virgin. I took care of that a long, long time ago. See? Your finger wouldn't be able to get that deep if I were still a virgin. So, there would be nothing, nothing to stop your cock from doing so. In fact, the only thing stopping you from putting it inside me is you. I'm sure not doing anything, nothing, I'm not gonna do anything to stop you. I'm even going to get into the bed. I'll get down on my knees and my hands on top of the sheets. I'll pull up my skirt, get my uniform all ready, up over my bottom so you can get easy access to my still very tight wet pussy. You're gonna have to come out from under them to get it though. See? That wasn't hard, was it? Although, judging from that bulge in your pajamas, you most certainly are. Why don't you take that thing out and you can give me some proper discipline. You know you want to do it. You just want to kneel behind me and plunge that cock into me, into your nemesis's pussy. Yes. Oh, fuck. You are so close. I can feel you behind me. Oh, feel the heat of your body so, so close to mine. Yes. And now I can feel the head of your cock brushing against me. Oh, I can even feel a little bit of pre-cum coming out all over my bottom. I guess you really, really do want to fuck me. Oh yeah, just leave little lazy traces of that all over my bottom as your cock slowly hones in on my pussy. Oh yes, you found it. It's right there waiting for you to take it. Now, go ahead. Show your superiority over me. Take your prize. Oh. I knew you'd do it. And I knew you'd have a lovely cock. Oh, it feels so good. So good. So good to have it in me. I really wanted to smuggle some boys into my room last night because it's been so long since I was properly fucked. I guess I'm getting my wish now. Or at least I will if you stop going so slow. Oh, yes. You're good at this. Oh, I think it's been a while since you had a proper fucking though. Oh, and all those sexy schoolgirls around you must have been driving you wild. Now you can finally unleash all that pent-up lust right here, right inside of me. Oh, yes, just like that, nice and hard and dominant. Oh, fuck, driving your cock my poor little pussy. Oh, yes. You're making my petite, tiny little body lurch forward each and every time. Maybe. Oh, you should grab a hold of my ponytail to keep me in place. Oh, yes. That's it. Hold me down. Right near the base. Oh, put your other hand on my shoulder. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. And just hold on. Hold on to both while you do it. Fuck. Oh, don't let me get away from you. Oh, God. Oh, because you haven't truly, truly conquered me until you're finished. Oh, until you come deep, deep inside of me. Yes. Oh, fuck yeah. And mark me. Mark me with your cum. because when you come, fuck, I'm gonna come so hard myself. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck. Oh, I've never had a bigger orgasm than when a guy, oh God, unleashes himself deep inside me. Fuck. And I want you to come so bad. Oh God. I never got the chance last night. Please. I never got the chance with the other girls. Oh God. Oh fuck. I think my entire problem is that I don't get fucked nearly enough for my own good. Oh, so please. Oh, fuck me good. Oh God, yes. And come in me. Oh, I need to feel it inside of me. Oh yes, that's it. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, Professor. Now that was a lot of fun, wasn't it? What makes you think I want to talk about my expulsion now? Do you really think I came here to fuck you so you wouldn't expel me? You really do underestimate me. Last night was a setup. I had to think. I had to let you think. You had me right where you wanted me. I could see how you looked at me when you thought no one was looking. You just needed the right opportunity. If I wouldn't have come down to your room, you might have visited me later today. But I figured by sneaking into your room while you were asleep, I could maintain the advantage. And I could sneak Sasha and Tasha in too. Come out of the closet, girls. Wonderful things. Our cell phones, they can record video with such crystal clarity and upload it to a secure server on the internet where you can't get it. So, here's the deal. You are the most trusted teacher at the school. You have the headmaster's ear, and when he retires this year, he'll probably even have his position. But if you don't want the video of you fucking one of your students to suddenly appear in the inbox of the police and every parent of a school where all the students go to, you're gonna play by my rules. Oh, don't look so sad, Professor. You were a good fuck, and I'm not without a little fondness for you. So, let's start off our new agreement in style. You, me, Sasha, and Tasha are going to be making videos all day long.